Just give him worship. Come on, lift your hands. Quiet, please. I need you. Stay. Quiet, stay with me. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Can you worship together tonight?
Worship His holy name.
Tonight, let heaven recognize that there is somebody by your name tonight. Hey! Yes.
Worship His holy name. Sing like
no one
never.
Worship God for you.
Sing like never before.
Oh my soul,
worship His holy name.
Do I have people who God has helped here in the house tonight? Okay, I got it. They are still in the traffic. They are not yet in church. I understand. They are not yet in church. They are not yet in church. I understand. They are still at work. But I see, amen, hallelujah. But I see some people that the result they will get in the remaining part of this year is far better than what has happened before. Oh, those people will respond with shout of praise. You will see them by their noise of victory. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give somebody a high five and welcome them to church tonight. Say, you're welcome to service. Please celebrate with me. T-R-I. Hallelujah. I was for a minute going to call you CLC. Praise God. Are you excited to be in God's presence? I know I didn't hear you. This is supposed to be the Milan Church. We hear of your news and your testimonies everywhere. So when I said, are you excited? Answer me like a Milan Church. Are you excited to presence tonight? Yes, that is it. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. How many of us are surprised that the year is rounding off soon? One of the things that surprised me this most was I just woke up and they tell me the calendar. I'm like, why? Where are we? Every time I wake up, it's like almost like I'm asking a question altogether. Just today, they told me that today is 2nd of October. I said, when did we see Happy New Year? Just yesterday, when we started gaining momentum. Hallelujah. And then when you calculate it, you said, how many more months for this year to end? So it's just October, November, December. Praise God. Is it to me alone? It feels like the year is running very fast. I'm surprised. I said, just now, they said it's Happy New Year. And we all came and then we did gaining momentum. I can remember gaining momentum vividly. You know, there's some year you can't even remember what we did in January. This one I can remember clear. Is I just woke up. Sometimes, I'm not joking at all. Sometimes, I actually forget the trail of the calendar. I will ask people, which day are we? We can't tell anymore. Before you open your eyes now, wake up. It's the next day. Hallelujah. So when we get to this crucial part of the year, tension rises. Hallelujah. It's so normal. Everything becomes urgent. Everything becomes very urgent, and suddenly you can't even wait again. It's very normal. People lose their patience at this time. People look for alternative for result at this time. It's only a very normal thing because you have just 2 more months to the end of the time. This is the period you will hear people say things like, let us face reality. Amen. Amen. If you are not very spiritual at this period, and you are promising people, you are talking about faith, they'll tell you, my brother, calm down. Let's be factual here. Have you had those kind of statements? Yes, this is the kind of time that such things come about. And because it's an injury time, the Lord told me that I should announce to you one of the strongest weapons to fight during injury time. Sorry, when I use the word injury time, so people don't understand. How many people love football here? Glory to God. The answer is so few. I'm serious. Let me see. Watch out for all men that are not. If you hear that name, yeah. Hallelujah. Now people like you, they make Pastor K finish us for this stage. I'm not sure of other sports. If you don't like football, sorry, you have to bring it in every time. I'm not sure of other sports, right? But in football, there's something called injury time. Praise God. Do you know that kind of time? That time, if your team needs to do anything sensible, that time is the time. So it's okay to say that we are actually in the injury time of this year. It is a crunch time that you are expecting the best of results within the least of the time available the most. So if you have a Lionel Messi in your team or a Cristiano Ronaldo, that's the time you bring them in. Or if you have an Aubameyang, Pastor V. Some people don't understand. I'm going too deep. Amen. That's the time you bring them in. Because you must win. And a time like this looks like a crunch time. So if you have any formula left, this is the best time to throw it. Hallelujah. So this time is like an injury time. But you see, the approach to injury time is usually different from the rest of the time of the game. Praise God. The approach you will give to the end of this year is usually different from the one you will give to the other ones. Praise God. So most times, this is why people normally change their strategy. And their strategy usually don't benefit because they now turn from a spiritual strategy to now a physical strategy. This is the time people now beg a guard at the top. This is time people look for those who know people. This is time you forget to pray. When they tell you there's a contract somewhere, you are looking for contract. They say there's a contract somewhere. This time you rush there. They say they are looking for a job interview somewhere. They didn't even write your name. You won't even bow before you go there. This is not the time. People tell you this is not the time to say you are waiting for the Holy Spirit. If you are hearing formulas, this is the kind of formula they will tell you. They will say even the Bible says that heaven will help those who help themselves. We are still not found that place in Scripture. Praise God. What I'm trying to say in essence is that at this time, people look for assisted method apart from God. When they have told you that you will meet your fiancé this year, in fact, they prophesy to you that this year you will marry. And the minister of God particularly pointed at your direction and said, there's a lady there. And your hands were up in the air. And he said, I see you in your wedding gown this year. Praise God. By this time of the day, it is the sweetest time to fall into temptation. One brother is just walking. The guy, you don't know his intention. Wants to tell you good morning too much. Something will tell you, can you not see? Can you not sense? Are you not supposed to assist him? Praise God. It is that kind of time. And trust me, by default, by nature, you are not wrong. But it's just that the approach God gives to this kind of time is a bit different from the approach we give to this kind of time. Please, how many of you know that God is not bound to our wristwatches? Oh, you don't understand what I mean. Our wristwatches can only read from 12 midnight to 12 midnight of the other day. But God lives in eternity. He transcends beyond your generation. There is something about God and you. You have a stake. God's name stake is more than your life in your investment. So it cannot watch you to run down. Let me give you an example. If somebody has 99% of the shares of your company, but the company is answering your name, sorry, who is at most risk to lose the business? I didn't hear you. Do you know why God is so much interested in you? Because he needs your name to push his agenda. Is somebody alive tonight? What I'm trying to say is that your message you preach to unbelievers is not effective without the result. The Bible says if they don't see signs and wonders, they won't believe. Your life is becoming this much so that it can be a wonder. I just think somebody needs that tonight. Amen. Praise God. So I'm getting back. Don't push me. That's just for someone. That's just a word for someone tonight. So, as I was saying, where did I stop? Let me be like my father tonight. By the way, I've not appreciated my father and my mother in the house. Give me an opportunity to bring the world to you. Please celebrate with me, Pastor K and Pastor Hem. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be a proud son. If they're watching, great, gracious God. So, God's approach is a bit different from our approach. And so, God was speaking to me, and he told me to come and share with you just one of his methods, just one of the things, how he approaches the crucial time, how God expects you to approach this 9 minutes. And that's what I'm bringing to you tonight. Please look at someone and say, remember. They didn't hear you. Can you look at another person and say, remember? Oh, they didn't hear you. Can you look at someone else again and say, remember? Please turn your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 103. Psalms, chapter 103, from verse 2 to 5. Psalm 103, from verse 2 to 5. Remember, man being by the way we are created, we are quick to forget. Even when people do you good, sometimes you forget to say thank you. How many of you know that if somebody is very hungry, very, 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 very hungry, this is part 23. The moment the person is full with the food, he forgets the person that gives them the food. Have you done something good to people and you expect them to say thank you and they pass you by as if they don't even remember who you are? Praise God. That is the capacity. That is who naturally human are being. We don't remember. And because we don't remember, usually that is one of the things that the devil used to put us in a box. Because the moment we can remember a few things, remember who our God is, the moment situation becomes very pressing, suddenly you will really lose the identity of the kind of God you serve unless you sit down sometimes to remember. Let's get back to the scripture. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and what? Forget not his benefit. There is a conscious effort. This man told to his soul. The soul is where you have the seat of the mind. That is where you have the brain thinking and all that. That's where you have the capacity to remember. He said, forget not all his benefits. You can easily forget his benefits when you are at crunch time. You can ignore the maker who has made you, who has put you where you belong right now. You can forget about him and choose your own style the moment present time comes. Say, remember. Remember. And forget not his benefit. You will suddenly forget that God has been once good to you. And suddenly to come to church will become a prayer point. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We had men, praise God. How many of you know our season has come? I didn't hear you. You can't go through this back to back to back to back and you not come out victorious. Already, they had men's prayer meeting yesterday. Happy Pastor B. Prayer, fasting and prayer. How many men here were around? Let me see your hand. I can't try it. Hallelujah. Where are the other men? This is a time that if it were possible that we run shift work in Nigeria, people will be collecting 3 shifts. So when you do 9 to 5, Abi? You do 9 to 5, you beg your guy that can I do 5 to 9 again? Because you must just catch up. It's a time that if you're not careful, you will see believe more in the trust of money than God. Am I talking to somebody here tonight? Am I communicating to you? This is a time that if you're not careful, nothing spiritual will make sense to you anymore. Logics and sense and business and strategies will make more sense to you than spiritual work. It's that kind of time. It's that kind of time. People preach, put double effort in whatever you are doing. I don't have a problem putting double effort, but I have a problem with it when it's in the place of God. If you ask believers this time now, where are you? Why don't you make services? Why don't you come to church? They can almost tell you they're running shift on Sundays. That was not how they started the year. But they believe that the more the year is going to an end, they need to double their hustle. No. God is saying, all I need you to do is remember me. And I'm going to tell you a reason why you have to remember him. Because the moment you remember him, the first thing he brings into your life is stability and tranquility. Oh, you're not getting it. See, the moment you remember, there was a time God was talking to the Israelites, and he said, remember, I'm the one that brought you out of Egypt. I brought you, see, he said, when the road was bad, I was the one that made the path of the Red Sea for you. See, if you're not careful, at this period, testimony will become something of coincidence to you. I need to talk to somebody tonight. Listen, this is a period, if you're not very careful, the testimonies that has brought you this far will look like coincidence. And you begin to analyze them. That let's even talk to yourself. What happened? I got a job. But I'm ready for that exam now. You are about forgetting how you came there. And it is dangerous for your next level. Please tap your neighbor again and say, remember. Did you, can you bring up some scripture, please? Said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Verse 3. Said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Verse 4. He who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Human beings are very short-circuited in memory spine. But the way you will deal with the next level is that you will need to remember. I have a very funny story. When I read this story, it gave me the total picture of what I'm about to explain. Please, do you have a permission to come down, please? I didn't hear you. I'm not going to be reported. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7, verse 18. Somehow it's very, very difficult to keep people energetic like me on the stage. We like to use the old place. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7 and verse... No, it's okay. You can leave it. I'll still go back. Don't worry. I'm just here for the main time. So I can shoot and I can bounce if I want to. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 7 and verse 18. Are we there? Great. Now, we all know the story of John the Baptist, do we? Okay, let me quickly paraphrase for those who don't know. John the Baptist was the one. Is that the name? John the Baptist, Abby? That is giving me a problem to pronounce this. I don't know where. So somebody helped me on the island church yesterday. They said, call him John the Baptizer. John the Baptist was the guy who prepared the way of the Lord. Now, look at it. Before Jesus was born, John the Baptist was the only person that knew that Jesus was coming and knew what the time was coming. He was the one that asked the identity of who was coming. Every other person has a perspective because of what the prophet has prophesied. Are you getting it, someone? Are you here together, someone? Please tell your neighbor, don't sleep. Don't sleep. It's not a good time. Remember not to sleep, please. So John the Baptist was the guy who prophesied about, in fact, his own ministry was tied to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says the voice of him in the wilderness, screaming, prepare the way of the Lord. In fact, he knew Jesus so much that when they asked him about this person, he said, he's greater than me that I cannot even loose the lace of his shoes. So he was not in disillusion about who Jesus was. Are you following someone tonight? In fact, one of the greatest things that happened was that this same guy was the one that baptized Jesus. Jesus said, you can't baptize me now. You are here before me. You are my mentor. You are my senior. He said, no, let it be so for now, so that the scriptures can be fulfilled. This guy has a vivid understanding about what Jesus is. He knows what Jesus was supposed to come here to do. He understands fully of Jesus' ministry. I think if anybody was supposed to doubt Jesus, it's not supposed to be John the Baptist. See, it went a little bit beyond that point. It got to the point where Jesus was baptized, and Jesus being in the water. Look, what happened in the book of John when the Bible says, after Jesus was baptized, I said, a bodily dove, the Holy Spirit came from heaven, because the Holy Spirit has not been released to the earth at that time. And the Holy Spirit came from heaven like a dove. That thing was not a spiritual exercise. It was a physical thing that John the Baptist witnessed. Are you here? He witnessed it. He said, the dove landed on Jesus in form of the Holy Spirit. Look here. And he said, heaven opened and a voice came from heaven. My brother, if heaven opened right now and a voice come and say, everybody be born again, 3/4 of the earth will be born again. John the Baptist. Correct? John the Baptizer. Gracious God. Look at it here. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open. This is not a spiritual exercise. It was not in a dream. It was in the reality of time. John the baptizer was in it. He was still in the water. Jesus has only stepped out of the water. And when God was talking, he spoke out of everybody to hear. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom what? In fact, he gave another. If God said, I am here, where please? He said, hear ye him. He gave the whole world the instruction. John the Baptizer watched that scene live. He saw everything the way it happened. It was part of the experience. I'm sorry, sir. I think that if anybody else was supposed to doubt Jesus, it was supposed to be John the Baptizer. He saw beyond what the ears have only seen. He had already known before then. And then it happened in his own very eyes. There is no other conviction anybody needs, anybody should have beyond that point. But something strange happened in the book of Luke chapter 7 and verse 18. DJ, go back there. He said, and the disciple of John showed him, this guy has been caught by Herod. And some of stupid, all these people that they are the children of rich picking, they can ask for anything. The mothers, tricked the mind of that daughter to ask for the head of John the Baptizer. And he was apprehended and locked in the prison for a while. And daughter said, I want my head of John the Baptizer as my birthday gift. And John the Baptizer had patiently, the same way some of you had patiently waited for God to come to your head. The same way some of you have thought, do you know some people have taken an offense in God because of this period? The same way you have thought that he will come in January, you didn't see him. You thought he would show up in February, you didn't see him. You thought he would show up in March, you didn't see him. You thought he would show up in April, you didn't see him. And this is 2nd of October, and you had given God the last warning. Say, God, if you try him, if this October enter middle, I say, I reserve my comment. I know you didn't say it in church, but you said it in your bedroom now. DJ, are we there in that scripture? Look at this here. So, John the Baptizer was frustrated, and he sent forth his two disciples. He said, go and meet that guy. He doubted Jesus because he couldn't remember. He said, bring it up. He said, And John called unto him two disciples, sent forth Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or we should look, or look we, hallelujah, look we for another. If you speak this English now, they catch you. Especially at the point of interview, they won't allow you to go home. They will hold you down. How can John, how dare John the baptizer say this? He forgot everything that he had seen. See, when the tribulation of time comes, it can make you forget the very raw miracle that you have witnessed. He forgot everything. He forgot everything. He forgot everything. He forgot to know that this was the same Jesus that he was sent on this earth to come and preach about. It was the reason he was sentenced to wilderness and keep saying, the voice of him that cometh is bigger than me. He saw it. He had it when they announced him in heaven. This is my beloved son. He was there. But because of momentary pressure, he said, please, we need to confirm his identity again. If you are here tonight and you are doubting if God is on your side, tonight is a word for you. I give you a word, go home, and I say, remember who you are serving. So, Jesus, being Jesus, look at what Jesus did. Verse 20. When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptizer has sent us to you, saying, are you the one coming? Or we should look for that one. Yes, 21. And that very hour, he cured many of the infirmities, the afflictions, and the evil spirits. And to many blind, he gave sight. Look at verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the Baptist, the John, the things you have seen and heard. The blind sees, the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised. The poor have the gospel preached to them. Verse 23. And blessed is the one who is not offended because of me. Look, God does not need to solve your problem to prove that he's God. I don't care what you feel like, but I'm going to tell you the truth. He's God all by himself. If you fail to serve him, he's going to raise stones in your instead. If you fail to serve him, there are millions of people who are serving God with their own problem, and they keep not bowing down. Do you know I'd ever watched and I'd ever thought, because of what we have had, if we that are free and free from bounds walk about looking for our daily bread, are complaining and seeking and giving God timelines, if he is God, what should that woman that was apprehended in that forest by Boko Haram do? A report says she has never denied faith. So, because God has not answered you, he will cease to be God. Look, he's far more than able for your problem. He has time for it. He has plans for it. But if he has not solved it, it doesn't stop him from being God. That is why, as believers, we don't worship God because of what he has done. We worship God because it's our responsibility. The Bible says, all this honor of the saint. We don't worship God because he has done something. That is why, if all you worship God because of material, you are limited in knowledge. Are you not here tonight? We worship God because it's our responsibility. That is why, see, people can pray for you. Nobody can praise for you. Nobody can worship for you. Your voice is an identity to your maker. It's a responsibility. The Bible says, this honor have ye all saints. You only need to remember who your father is. The remembrance brings confidence to you. Sometimes you might have run away from those problems. The moment you remember what he has done, you turn back and face it. That it's not me that is facing this problem. Psalm 20, verse 7. Bring the King James version of that scripture. See, most times we quote this scripture wrongly. I want to bring the original translation of this scripture tonight. Look at this. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we will what? Hey, the remembrance is our stronghold. When we remember who our God is, it is a weapon on its own to fight the enemy. They don't stand when they remember that you know who we are talking about. It says some. Their trust is in chariot. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name. We will remember the person. Let me move quickly. Are you getting blessed tonight?
When you remember, your confidence comes back. The pressure subsides. When you remember, suddenly there is a hiss. You are suddenly removing yourself from this 12 to 12 time bounds, and you are connecting with divinity, and you are aligning with eternity. Suddenly there is patience that comes to you. Suddenly you will know what to do because you are not tossed around with the winds. Let me help somebody here tonight. Quickly, what do you need to remember? The first thing you need to remember is what he has done for you in the past. I'm just going to mention three of them and I'm going to leave this place. Always, when you are tense, remember what he has done for you in the past. There was a guy, it's David. Praise God. There was a guy called David. All David remembered when he was with Goliath was how he messed up the lions and the bears. Pastor B, you are connected. Praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. That was all he did remember. That was all he remember. He told Saul, when they were doubting his capacity, he said, who told you I'm going in my capacity? Me. He said, but you see, sir, I was in a place in the wilderness. I chased away the lions and the bears when they came after me. He said, but they came back. He said, it was the Lord that delivered them into my hand. If you can remember that job you got was God. If you don't give common sense to the fact that you sleep and wake up every day. If you remember God gave you the husband, Akwam, he will not give you a child. Oh, you're not here to me tonight. If you remember he gave you a child, how come he will not give you money to finance a child? If you remember he brought you this far to get married, how come he will not take you to the next level? If you can remember, you can see the next level. If only you remember what he has done in the past. If only you remember what he has done in the past. You can take mountains on. I told them on the island, I said, every problem is the same. They only appear in different phases of your life. The same problem like jam. How many of you remember what jam did to us? I don't know why they call that in jump. Most of them make life very miserable for ourselves. Can't they live under name for that thing? The name is affecting the... It's just jamming everybody. Have you remember what jam did to you? Does it seem like a problem now again to you? This is the same Goliath. That is why the Bible says, these Egyptians that you are seeing today, by this time tomorrow, they will become your testimony. I'm prophesying to somebody's life. I'm telling you, these challenges you are seeing at you today, by this time tomorrow, you will look at them and say, I can't see them anymore. Only remember people. Only remember. Please tell your friend, remember. Just one thing he has done before. Look, listen to me. Testimonies are like living things. They can reproduce themselves. That was why it's so important to God. He said, bind up the testimonies. Put them in the law in the book of Isaiah chapter 18 verse 8. He said, because they are useful. Anytime people can lay hold on the testimonies, they can produce another one. It brings faith. Anytime God wants to revive people's faith, the first thing he tells you, he said, do you remember who brought you out of Israel? Out of Egypt. Some of you think that the stubborn habit he took away from you was coincidence. If you remember how you stopped smoking, you will remember that this problem is just one of those ones. If you remember how you got born again, it's enough thing to make you trust him for this next one that you're about to witness. Tap your neighbor, say, remember one thing. Because God knows Nigerians. I know somebody will say, I don't remember anything. I don't know why we're like that. Our problem has made us tough. He said, I can't remember. Mr. Wale, this one we talk. Far, 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 far. I cannot remember anyone. God give you another one. He said, I know you. And I prepare for someone like you. If you cannot remember one thing, can you remember somebody he has blessed? God is omnipresent. Listen, the fact that he's in the neighborhood means that he's next to you. Am I talking to somebody here tonight?
If somebody ever gave a testimony, you are next. No, if somebody ever gave a testimony beside you or close to you or in your department, it means God is in that department. It's just a matter of time. It's knocking your door soon. Am I prophesying to somebody here tonight? If you have a testimony in this church, it means God is in this place. And then you are next to him. This means your testimony is coming next.
Hallelujah. Two missed calls. I see here babies dedicated. No, that wasn't actually a prophecy. I'm only telling you the reality of what happened. Each time I come home, my wife gives me the number of people that are dedicated as children. I dedicate cars now on almost on everyday basis in on the Highland Church. And somebody say you won't have your own. Those things are mere distraction of the devil. Don't fall for it. Thank God we live on the mainland here. You guys understand what I'm about. Those people are your butter. They don't understand what I was saying yesterday. When armed robber enter your area, maybe in a close or in a neighborhood, what happens to every other block around there? Everybody what? Shut down their lights. Why? They can come there. It's just a matter of seeing a bulb. When they're in flat one, somebody in flat six, is, if you can't reach where the bulb is, you will stone the bulb with... So look at my clothes here. Let them not see the light. Why? Because you know there is high chance of them coming the same way as your God and Savior. Don't worry. The testimony of the flat one seems high. When God gets to flat two, those ones will be a little bit bubbler. But by the time it gets to you in flat five, why your testimony will be bigger is because the Bible says the glory of the latter days shall be greater than the former. By the time your old twins come, they will become those who are anointed by the Lord. By the time your blessing comes, you will know that it's worth the waiting. The more the waiter, the better it becomes. Am I talking to you? Only a few people answered. Am I talking to you tonight? I'm sure my time is far spent. I want to come to the third one. Let me say a bit before I leave that place. Let's say you just don't see any miracle around you. Look at the miracle that brought us to this property. How can a man start a business? How can a man start a church from a kiosk, from a parlor, grows into a kiosk, from there to different joints and different angles? The extent at the time, one time, they even use a hotel and a club night and a clubhouse. Now see the property that you are in. And how can it? God is taking us to another bigger one. What God is saying in riddles is that I am in this place. And if you are here, registered here, your life is going to be affected. Praise God. The last one is, if you don't see any one of these ones, you need to see and remember what he has done in his works. The greatest CV of God is in this Bible. The greatest CV of God is in this Bible. This is where God has wrought the greatest miracles that we have heard of today, that build our faith to him today. So, in case you cannot remember anything about yourself, in case you have not remembered anything he has done for any other person, in case you cannot even connect with this house, remember that God has done a lot of miracles in the world. He has parted the sea where there was no way to do it. He has done many miracles. And this is what I need you to connect with tonight. In the word of God, God has done worst case seems scenarios than what your situation is. This is where people, somebody that was born, maybe your own is blindness, even if you are blind. This person was born with blindness. God has done it before. Hallelujah. God has done it in this world before. I will run up with this scripture. I will run up with this scripture. This scripture thrilled my heart so much. And I want us to walk in this light from now henceforth. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 9. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 9. Now, I'll give you the background of this story. It's very simple. There was an allot called Rahab. When Joshua was leading the people of Israel to the promised land, and God had given them Canaan, and now they want to cross over to Jericho. Now, we have all heard about the story of Jericho, and now the wall of Jericho came down flat. Praise God. Have we all heard about it? Come on, talk to me. Have we all heard about it? So Jericho came flat. Now, before Jericho came down flat, Joshua had already sent two people to go and spy the land. Hallelujah. So Joshua had already sent two people to go and spy the land. So when they went to spy the land, now an allot, her name is Rahab, you know, and Rahab now saw them, and then he asked them, because he knew that if the king saw them, he was going to kill them. So he humbled them, and then he was trying to tell them the mystery of what God has done. Now listen, most times when we are quickened by our problem, the problems are actually more afraid of us than we are afraid of them. I'm going to get there. Now, most of the people that see you coming, they are actually more afraid of you than the way you are afraid of them. They are only daring you. They only dare you come to them. Now, look at this testimony of Rahab. That is why I know. Look at it here. And she saw the men. She said, okay. And she said unto the men, sorry. I know that who? The Lord has given you to you. I mean, the Lord has given you the land. And that your terror is what? Upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Now look at it. For we have heard how the Lord dries the water of the Red Sea for you. Now listen, the testimonies that you are commonizing, anytime you share it to people that are not believers, they are more terrified about the testimony than the way you celebrate it. The people in your office are actually more terrified than the way you think you are, because they see the mark of the Lord upon you. Now listen, anytime you share with them what God has done or what God is doing, they are panicked from their heart. They are only not showing it to you. So you are the one that is terrified. Your problem is worse terrified than you. Look, they were coming to these guys to take over their land. They said, our heart was quickened. And they said, we were already fainting in our heart, because we have heard of what the Lord has done for you before. Those things that the Lord has done that you are now reasoning coincidence out of, they were mysteries to those guys. The problem of your life is terrified because of you. He knows he has to give away at a point. Barrenness is terrified because he had act of what the Lord has done. But no, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will leave. My brother, relax. Your God is able. This woman knew that the battle is over. This was a prostitute. He said, when they gave us the download, when they told us the gist of what God has done, we knew we were in trouble. If this woman has not told those guys, nobody would have told them. They probably would have gone back to Joshua and said, those people are tougher than us. That's the same way you are doing now. You are coming back to confess because nobody has told you from your problem that we are terrified of you. But I'm here tonight to announce to you that those problems are already quickened. At the announcement of those testimonies that God has done to you before, they are melting off. They may not seem like it now. By the time the handover ceremony comes, that is the only time you see, because that is the point of manifestation. But right now, God is delivering to you a path that you don't know. You won't even know how it's going to come about. But God said, look, the starting is what everybody sees. But the end of it is design and is my style. Even you will be a spectator in it. Because you will just sit down and God will be finishing up for you. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul.
Can somebody sing with me?
Worship his holy name.
I see marriage is curing tonight.
Seemed like never before. Oh my soul.
Worship him.
Worship his holy name.
I can't hear your voice tonight.
Name.
All eyes closed, everyone. All eyes closed, everyone. I want to pray for someone who has given up on God of worship. I want to minister to someone or a group of people. Now listen, you've been told that you will probably do a particular contract and somehow it doesn't look like it anymore. There be some powers up there that doesn't want to make it happen, and from your own end, it's likely going to happen. Even the time does not even allow it anymore. God said he wants to use his own big hand to change things. Hallelujah. He said he wants to use his own big hand to change things. So those people are here tonight. It's a contract. It's like an agreement between you and it's going to be something big. But somehow, some powers that be, you know Nigeria now, they've manipulated it and changed the whole thing. God said it is time for him to show you his own self. If you have such person here tonight, can you come quickly? Come quickly. I don't have much time to do this. God asked me to do this specially for you. Then I'll leave here. Hallelujah.
My soul test for you these days.
Can we sing together?
Come on,
quickly.
None can save this joy away.
Amen.
My soul thirsts for you this day.
So I can do those who are remaining. Quickly, come. What is who are remaining? Hallelujah. Come, we lift our hands, guys, in worship. Nothing can take this praise away. Hallelujah. We just worship you. Can you come back closer? Let me see you quickly. Receive the grace. Receive anointed special unction from heaven.
You're going in your strength, of God.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.com. davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.